Welcome to the With You Always podcast, brought to you by Sushipe, the online community information platform for disciples. Here we invite followers of Jesus Christ to share reflections and wisdom from the journey. Our hope is to instill a recognition that God is indeed with us always. Today, Trish Irvine from Sioux Falls, South Dakota, shares what God is doing in her life.
Welcome to the With You Always podcast, brought to you by Come Follow Me, where we invite followers of Jesus Christ to share reflections and wisdom from the journey. Our hope is to instill a recognition that God is indeed with us always. I'm Trish Irvine, and today I'll be sharing with you what God has been doing in my life. Although not universally celebrated, today is the feast day of Blessed Franz Jägerstätter, who was an Austrian farmer who died at the hands of the Nazis during World War II. But the readings for today also kind of seem to fit well with the life of Blessed Franz. So the first reading from Acts is talking about Paul presenting his case and being imprisoned, and then being willing to continue to persevere in preaching the truth, even if it means suffering. And then we see in today's gospel from John chapter 21, Jesus is speaking with Peter, and he's doing the famous asking him, "Do you love me?" And Peter keeps saying, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." But near the end of the gospel, Jesus says, "Amen, amen, I say to you, when you were younger, you used to dress yourself and go where you wanted. But when you grow old, you will stretch out your hands, and someone else will dress you and lead you where you do not want to go." He said this, signifying by what kind of death he would glorify God. And when he had said this, he said to him, "Follow me." I don't entirely know why, but the life of Blessed Franz has captivated me for probably the last year. And there's something about the simplicity and the quietness of his life that is very attractive, but I don't fully even understand the attraction. So Blessed Franz was a husband and a father in Austria, and when it came time to enter the Nazi military and to promise allegiance to Hitler, Franz refused. And he was imprisoned, and they tried to convince him to change his mind, that they would spare his life. And he was even instructed and guided by different priests and a bishop that he had an allegiance to his family, and that, in a sense, he could do something wrong. He could profess allegiance to Hitler because he was trying to save his life so that he could provide for his family. But despite that, despite having little formal education, Franz was very, very convicted that he couldn't go against his conscience, that he couldn't profess to follow someone that he didn't believe in. And so he refused up until his death. But I think what maybe is the thing that kind of attracts me to Franz is that he was virtually unknown until several years after his death. So obviously there were the people who knew him during his lifetime, the neighbors in his village, his own family. But he didn't really receive much acclaim as a martyr until several years later. And so it seems like he gave his life initially for nothing, right? It didn't stop the Nazis from doing what they were doing. It didn't really seem to make much of a difference, except now that his wife was without a husband and his children without a father. It seemed to make very little sense from this earthly perspective. And yet from a heavenly or from an eternal perspective, what he did was vitally important. He was willing to stand up for the truth, even going to his death. And later when people began to speak about him, and even now he's still not very widely known, they began to realize how heroic it was to be willing to persevere in the truth even until death, even when it didn't seem like it changed anything, even when the terrible things continued as they were, when his village turned their backs on him, when it didn't even seem like he had fully the support of the church. He stood up for what was true. And that act has consequences and ripples that continue to this day that we can't even entirely fathom. Because he's serving a God who uses all things, all suffering, all evil, for his greater good. Right? He permits these things so that he can draw something good from it. And the witness of Franz's life is compelling, right? In this day and age, where we also hear things that are false or untrue, and we're being swayed to profess our allegiance to these different things, Franz shows us what it looks like to sacrifice family and friends for a higher calling, even when there seems to be very little support. And in particular, his witness reminds me that there are these hidden acts of virtue that make us who we are. That even if I have these great sacrifices that I offer and nobody notices them or even knows about them, that the Lord sees it and that the Lord is going to do something with it, even if it isn't in the way that I expect or even if it isn't in this lifetime. Let us pray. Lord, thank you for the witness of Blessed Franz, for his dedication to the truth and his willingness to suffer for love of you. We ask that you would inflame our hearts with a desire to suffer heroically for you if it's called for, and to always put love of you above love of family, love of ourselves, love of comfort. That you would captivate our hearts in such a way that our one desire is to follow you. Amen.
Hi everyone, my name is Eric Gallagher, the founder of Sushipe, the online community and formation platform for disciples. I wanted to take a moment to thank you for listening and also to encourage you to check out our online community at sushipe.co. That's SUSCIPE.CO. At sushipe.co, we're constantly offering free book studies, self-guided mini retreats, opportunities for family fun, prayer, and more. If you're interested in engaging with a community of individuals who are desiring to grow deeper in their spiritual lives, check out sushipe.co and get involved today.